Good Thursday morning. It's great to have you along. I'm Jim O'Hara with a check of news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. It's 9:04. The nonprofit Prairie Rivers Network is sharing research conducted over the last 6 years showing herbicide damage in trees and plants throughout Illinois. PRN's Director of Ecological Health, Kim Ernst Pitcher, says that 39 of the 40 counties where samples were taken show levels of herbicide residue.
It's really important that we understand this issue because our trees and our natural areas are critical for building resiliency and maintaining healthy communities. Trees and plants are the food for our native insects and our pollinators.
The nonprofit calls on the state to update regulations to address the herbicide drifting into the state's forests and resident gardens. You can find more information about their study at WVIK.org. In sports tonight, the Cardinals host Tampa Bay. The Cubs and White Sox are both off until they play each other tomorrow night. The River Bandits continue their homestand tonight against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. WVIK Quad Cities weather, today partly sunny, high near 79. Overnight mostly cloudy, clearing towards morning, low of 54. On Friday, sunny with a high near 73, and the weekend is great. Sunny and 75 on Saturday. Sunday, sunny with a high near 77. On Think, autocrats are rising across the globe. Is democracy to blame? Dictators from Putin to Maduro? And why democracies around the world have been complicit in the rise of these despots? Hear about it at noon today on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.